Welcome to episode 43. Chip, you're looking good today.
Thank you, brother. I feel great.
So you guys are probably wondering, yo, where the hell is Chippo Crimes? Well, unfortunately, Chippo got struck down by the mighty vid, aka COVID, aka... Yeah.
And I've been brought in once again as the ringer.
Yeah, the replacement. What is
this? One, two...
Three?
Hat-trick ball.
Hat-trick, sure. Yeah. This is your hat trick on the Fellas podcast. There's no ball for you.
Brought one. Alex?
No. But yeah, so we're back in the mixer. Yeah, like I said, Chip is unfortunately having crippling COVID right now. So
he looks like he's on the mend though, from what we saw.
He just posted a little test in the chat that showed that he is officially negative again.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is amazing. So hopefully he'll be back for the next one. Otherwise, we got fucking Reeving.
Here to stay.
But yeah, last time you jumped on, we actually did a podcast. It was you, me, and we had Katie Price on.
The wonderful Katie Price. Yeah.
She, to this day, a lot of fans say that was like one of the best Fellas episodes.
I didn't really contribute much though, but it was a great episode.
I would say Katie did pretty much everything in that.
Yeah, she's incredible. Really.
She was. She was amazing, and that was received so well. So I thought, you know what, we'll just get Reverend back in the mixer.
I'm very appreciative of you inviting me back, mate.
No, that's all right, mate. It's nice that you've come in. You've got an interesting hat. Can I see the trim? Can you take off the hat?
No, that's the reason why.
Now, let's just have a little look. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I did only just wake up before
really
coming here. Yeah. What,
you are usually like a 7 a.m. rise.
Yeah.
What's happened?
My health is usually great, but since the cycle last week...
What is the cycle that you're talking about? You said the cycle as if it was like some momentous event. What happened?
Oh, I just cycled a long distance in a few days.
How long?
I ended up being like 470 kilometers across 3 days.
408 in how long? 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that average out to? Like how many?
It was 90 miles a day.
90 miles a day. Average. So that's like 140 kilometers.
Yeah, 144.
Roughly,
I think. Yeah.
Wow, that is insane. And so your body just must be on the biggest like come down ever.
Yeah. No, and mentally as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, like I trained for a long while to do that.
To do that, that is. Yeah. Was it good though? It was in memory of a friend who passed away.
It was
right?
In memory of a friend who passed away, Ellis White. So,
shout out him.
Yeah. And yeah, it was just really hard. And
was it actually though? Because when you said 140 kilometers a day, like I know that's a long way, and I get that.
Yeah.
But then I thought like if anyone's gonna be able to breeze through something like that, it would be you. But did you genuinely find it like really difficult?
It was difficult because for the final 2 days, I was on a bike that wasn't mine.
That wasn't yours?
Yeah, so proportionally.
What happened?
I am,
why?
My, like, you know the thing on, the chain on a bike, the thing that moves it across a gear?
Yeah.
That had snapped.
Right.
So it was like an inch from being appropriate. So every time you changed gear, it was like an inch too far over.
Oh, so it's massive changes.
Yeah, so it'd like flick the chain off every time.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to use my bike. Had to go on one of the spares. And everywhere, my joints are torched. So,
really? Yeah, I'm not even surprised.
It was very hard.
But you made it. You made it through. You made it out the other side. Yeah. So, what was the full trip? So, your friends went all the way from route?
They did the Jogle trip, which
Jogle.
Jogle. That's the official. Or you could do Le Jog, which is the reverse.
Okay.
Some say Le Jog is actually easier because Cornwall is really difficult. So after you finish Cornwall, it's
easier.
Yeah.
It's not because I was thinking like if you're starting at Cornwall, surely it's just all the way uphill to Scotland.
Right? No, I know you did that. That's not the case.
Which is the so what your friends went all the way from Scotland?
Yeah,
all the way down
it's
to Cornwall.
It's a 16-hour van trip up there to begin with.
So that's a car
they're
journey.
They're already
knackered.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. And then they cycle like all the way down. And how long did it take them to cycle from the top to the bottom of the UK?
10 days.
10 days. That is actually just so quick, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, most people do it in like 2 weeks, which
are
is 14.
Are these fit lads?
Nah.
No. What like?
Well,
pub lads.
Some of them are really fit, like, but have like a range of backgrounds like rugby.
Are they pub lads then, really?
Some were.
And they completed it?
Yeah.
They did it?
Smashed it, man. It's all up here.
Really?
Honestly,
all up in the brain?
Here we go. Because the moment they get off the bike, they're asleep. And then when they wake up, they're back on the bike.
Are they boozing on their way down or not?
No.
Boozing.
I think that's a lot of the reason which got a fair few of them through to the end.
Yeah,
I think,
but because they didn't get on the booze.
Yeah.
Oh, the temptation. Like at the end of it, I'd just be like, I just want one pint. One ice cold pint would be
I had one.
Yeah?
I had a pint of cider at St. Ives and I felt battered.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my body was just in like
dehydrated to the max.
Shut down mode. It's done miles upon miles of hills. It's been on the bike. A bike that was inappropriately sized.
Was it too small or too big for you?
No, too small.
So you're riding a BMX down to Cornwall.
Not quite, but like, so the handlebars are supposed to be relatively level with your seat, right?
Right.
But because the frame, well, you know this, because yes. Your bike is a horse.
Well, mine was made for a fucking giraffe, yeah, so it's appropriately sized.
I don't think there's a bigger bike in the world.
I have the bigger.
I reckon as soon as you're done with it, you take it off to Guinness or whoever.
Well, I mean, stick I just take it to a circus. You know that guy that goes around with the penny farthing, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so the handlebars were like 2-3 inches too low, which obviously if you're sitting on the handlebars, that doesn't make sense.
Sitting on the handlebars, this really is a circus act.
If you're leaning on the handlebars for over 10 hours of a day, you're bent so far, it's going to be terrible for the people listening on audio, but you're bent so far over.
Yeah. So imagine those porn videos where they're like, oh, I'm stuck in the dishwasher. Like, and they're like, you know, they're bent over like that.
Oh, I'm stuck in the dishwasher. Yeah, and the guy goes, I'll be around in 6 hours.
Yeah.
Stay put.
Yeah. I'll come and fix you right up.
And then 6 hours later, she goes, I'm still stuck here. My back is fried.
Won't be too long, love. It's just another hour sort of thing.
And by that point, it just gets her out and she just falls over.
She keels over. She doesn't even get to have any fun. It's just painful.
No structure at all.
Yeah. And the back's in pieces.
So yeah, that's basically why I have this weird intermittent napping pattern now.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, you made it here, which is fantastic. So cheers.
Did wake up, you know, monster down me, which I never drink.
Yeah, that's why I saw you come in with a monster and then you were saying you were napping. I'm thinking...
I had to cancel out with the agua.
The agua. Yeah, today me and Reeve both aren't drinking right now because I thought, you know what, if it's just me and Reeve, then why would I need to get absolutely battered? Like, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
So,
because Chippo is a really difficult conversation.
You know, Chip is, it's just hard to get around Chip. Like, when he's getting absolutely bad, it almost feels like I would feel really bad to let him get battered by himself. So I do it to be there for him. I would argue that I'm just like emotional support at all times. But recently, to all the fellas, and there's a lot of fellitas out there that enjoy it as well, the football is back.
That's why I'm here.
You've got your football top on. The hashtag
United season kit.
Happy days.
Yeah.
But
I'm so happy the football's back, by the way. I know there's a lot of people that probably won't enjoy listening to us talking about
it. I don't give a shit. They have to listen to it.
Oh,
Premier League is back.
God, it's back!
And not only that.
And it's live! Whatever he says.
Wait, that's what he says. By the way, you know what? I think that's forced. Yeah, you know when he goes, and it's live!
Bro, he's been like doing it for about 20 years. Surely it's
it hasn't been 20 years.
Surely it's a play button now. Martin Tyler's like, I'm not doing it this week. All right, fine. Press play. And it's live.
How long has
he been doing it? He says it when he's not even on commentary.
How long has he been doing it for?
Well, how long has the Premier League been around?
He hasn't been doing it for that long. I think he's nicked
actually,
it off
to be
of
fair,
like,
Andy Gray used to be around, didn't he? He got axed.
Well, he did get axed.
Martin Tyler, how long? Someone let us know. Alex, you want to come
Alex, back? Yeah. How long has the fella been going, and it's live like that? The thing is, I think he's robbed it off Buffer.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you know how Buffer, what does Buffer say again?
Let's get ready to rumble.
And he literally gets paid so much money to just go and say that.
Yeah.
And it's trademarked. No one else is actually allowed to go to a live event and say that.
That's crazy. That's right? The easiest bag in
ever.
In the world.
And I think that was his, he's gone, right, well, that's just fucking genius, isn't it? And he's gone, I'll have a little nibble of that
bro,
as well.
If you can meme anything or trademark anything, you're on a road to success. Mm-hmm. That's how...
Honestly, it's phenomenal.
Works.
Commentating since 1990, yeah. But when's he been saying the "and it's live"? Spurs battered City.
They did.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
I can believe it because I put Son in my FPL team.
You mate, what a big dick move that
it
was.
Wasn't
by
it?
The way. That was massive.
Check it out.
No. What? Your FPL team?
No, thanks.
So, what did you end on for the week?
108.
108.
You know, I'm really impressed by the Benrama shout there because I was debating Harvey Barnes, Benrama. You know, like Rafinha,
imagine you had Benrama as well instead of Barnes.
Oh, imagine we triple captained.
Oh, some really tapped individuals really went and triple captain Bruno Fernandes, and they ended with like 60 odd points.
60 points for Bruno Fernandes. It's crazy, man.
Insanity. And I ended on 103. And can I just say, the whole of last season, I think there was maybe only one or two people.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, did anybody get over 100 game week points in just a normal game week? No double game week, nothing. I don't think they did.
We would remember something like that. Chip would remember something like that.
He absolutely would. So for us to have done it in the first game week of the season, mate, we're on to something.
Four of us that did
it? I do want to say, guys,
you want to explain it
before you want to get into the mixer here. We actually have the fellas FPL league, so please go ahead and join that. And what's the code, Alex? It'll be on screen. But 41EKMI, that is your code right there. Go and join it. We currently have 25,000.
Wow.
25,000 people in that league. That is phenomenal.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of work. And there is some big big prizes. I'm not allowed to, supposedly, you're not allowed to say that you're giving out cash for prizes for FPL
League. We are giving out.
So we're giving out
rewards.
We're giving out Haribos.
Ah.
There it is.
The classic.
Very valuable Haribos. So to the winners, and maybe second and third, I haven't decided yet. But anyways.
Where are you currently standing?
I'm in the top 2,000.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Out of 25,000, I'll take that. But then, so that's the FPL update. Anyways, what are some fixtures? Any fixtures you're looking forward to this weekend? What we got?
Arsenal-Chelsea.
We'll be going to that game, actually. Or by the time this comes out, we will have been to that game. Yeah. So we'll either have had an absolute stinker. Hey,
what a performance from Balogun that was. 4 goals in the first half.
Yeah, you wish, mate. Okay. You wish. Guess what? Lukaku just bagged a debut hat trick against you lot.
Probably 5.
Maybe 5. Yeah, it could be.
As many as 4.
Liverpool, who have we got? We have got
Burnley.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if we drop points to Burnley. No. I'm just telling you. Burnley are horrible to play against. Burnley are horrible to play against.
12th man. Anfield.
And then what was the other one? And then United have Southampton. And
we only know this because these are the most important fixtures.
FPL fixtures, yeah. Because it was either, am I captaining Bruno or do I captain Salah? The every week conundrum.
And it's a smart thing to do.
What do you think you're, who are you captaining? Any ideas? I think I'm going to go.
Mohamed Salah.
Oh, really? I'm going for Farnash. I think I'm going to go for Nash. I'm going for Nash.
You have zero faith in your own team.
Mate, Burnley. We don't. I don't know. I just don't like playing Burnley. So it is what it is.
People ask me if I like football. I tell them yes. But Burnley. In between us?
Okay, here's something I actually need to admit to. I have never watched a full season of In Between Us. I've only ever watched
people
the
movies. Are allowed to walk off this show.
Okay, wait. So we have to quickly just go back to this Martin Tyler debate. Got you.
So 2010.
Okay. So he started it before 2010, but it really became a catchphrase just after that. See, this is what I'm saying, man. He's just robbed it. Okay, and the next thing that I wanted to talk about, actually, was Messi.
Oh.
Messi!
Did you watch his announcement?
What do you mean? Like, of him walking into the stadium?
Yeah, so the PSG tannoy mental. Going...
Yeah. Messi!
He won another great... Well, obviously...
Yeah, go on.
French,
no, do it. How did it go?
It's in French, wasn't it?
Yeah, go on then.
But it said, one of the world's icons, and everyone went, hooray!
As you would.
Yeah. Six Ballon d'Ors, hooray!
Yeah,
and then it's like, Leo! And the crowd just goes, Messi!
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, and then just basically shouted
his name. And I saw, it looked, the flares and stuff in there, it looked absolute carnage.
You got a feel for Donnarumma, Wijnaldum.
Yeah, all the other big signings.
Even Ramos. Ramos is if not the best centre back in world football ever,
right?
Most decorated, certainly, and he just sat there, as the fourth man of this 5-man tribute band.
Isn't it cool though that finally they get to play together, Messi and Ramos?
I think what's even cooler is the rumours of
what Ronaldo. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
I know.
Let me
not.
Talk about
I know
it. Let me say why. Because
Messi was done.
Yeah. No, look, Messi and Ronaldo would not want to play on a team with each other.
I think they would.
I think because it would just create this. Underlying toxic atmosphere because they're both so competitive. You can't deny it,
but
right?
Ronaldo would be in direct competition to be better than Messi
and
win
Messi
another Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, he wouldn't like it. They wouldn't like it. It would be constant battling.
Yeah!
It's not even good for the team.
How can you say that?
It's not, bro. You've got two people.
If I was a defender playing in Ligue 1 and I saw the team
I wouldn't play that season.
Every week, I go, I've got a bit of an ankle injury here, boss.
Yeah, I'd pull a name on my sister's birthday.
Yeah.
Can't make it. But seriously, Messi and Ronaldo, it would just never happen. It would just be a constant battle. And not only that, but the constant comparisons would finally drive you absolutely up the wall.
Yeah, but let's just settle. Let's settle all the war.
Who's winning that debate? They both play on the same team for one season. Who's coming out looking like the better player?
Messi.
Yeah, good man. Obviously. Good man. And that's why I bring fucking Reeve onto this show. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't get that from your previous co-host.
No, not at all. Not at all. One of the most viral clips we have from this podcast is actually Chris MD slandering any Ronaldo fanboys, I should say. So
put it to bed, mate. Nice one, Chris.
Yeah, no, and it really rattled some...
Well, that's what the M stands for in Chris MD, if people didn't realise.
What?
Messi Dixon. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, that must be what it is.
Put that on your shorts channel, Chris.
Okay, some huge news, right? So I went over to Belfast recently. Bloody hell, let me tell you, Belfast is someplace, man.
I know, I was supposed to go, wasn't I?
Yeah, but the state of you. Anyways, the real ones went over to Belfast, the ones that care about their friends. So we have a friend over there called Max, previously known as Max Plays FIFA on YouTube. But he now runs his own gym over there called Max Fit Gym.
Very impressive.
Great gym. If you're in Belfast, go check it out. And yeah, we went over there. It was me, Harry, Chip was supposed to go, but he got Corona. Me, Harry, Gibb, and Joel. Went over there, and mate, Belfast is what an amazing Popper, place that
right?
is. Oh, it's yeah. so much fun. I honestly had such a good time, but I had the amount of fans there was.
I can imagine.
The most insane I've ever seen.
Because you have like the most popular person in Belfast there with you,
yeah.
which is Max.
Yeah. Swiftly followed by Harry Rotishu. Yeah,
they don't even know who Harry is, really.
It's just Max. Yeah. They heard Max was out on the town. But yeah, Max has had a pretty poor health over the last year or maybe like 18 months now. So we decided we want to go over there, say hello to him and get him out of the house a bit. So we did that and he's getting better. He's feeling better. But me and Harry, it was just, you know, we'd go to a bar, me, Harry, Gibb, Joel.
This is also like a generation of people that have grown up with you and now are old enough to go out.
To go to these bars, yeah. All these sort of things. Yeah, we'd go in there and it was, you know, outside there'd be like 10 to 20 people waiting for us to leave.
Really?
And just wait there. They'd wait 3 hours. We'd be getting absolutely battered inside
the bar. You're big time, man.
Mate, it was actually very, what's the word?
Though,
it was amazing. I had amazing time. It was the best. And everyone there's so friendly.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
About
there's a lot of unfriendly people or people that just shove cameras in your face.
Yeah.
But over there, everyone was honestly so nice to us. And I really enjoyed going
more
to
of
Belfast.
Like a, it's more of like a pub culture, really.
It is. It's rather a bar than, culture.
Yeah. Like, you know, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. rather than here, which is like...
4 a.m. whenever.
4 days later.
Yeah, till 4 days later in Fabric, and you see Chippo in the smoking area the entire time. But Belfast is, lovely place, lovely people, good food as well. We had some, we went to a place called Dean's, went for a steak
Dean's.
At Dean's. It was Michelin star, apparently.
Really?
Would recommend it to anyone going there. Then we also went to a place called Zen, I think, and that was like some Asian food. So if you're ever in Belfast, try out those two spots. It was very tasty.
Nice.
I liked it.
What did you get?
You want to know like my full order that I got?
No, just what the best
steak.
Thing you had was.
A steak.
Okay,
yeah. Went to a steakhouse, got a steak. It was pretty good, to be fair.
Smart guy.
Yeah, very smart. Medium rare, though. Anybody that gets a steak either medium well or well done, the cow's died for nothing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Burn it.
You it's rubber. You're eating rubber. Congrats. You always have to, you just keep an eye out for those people. If you ever go to a steak place. Anyone in here have their steaks well done, medium well? Feel free to put your hand up. Don't be shy. Okay, see, no one.
I know you do, Sam.
Sam's a vegetarian. He doesn't even have it.
Yeah.
Well, he used to be vegetarian. I don't know about it anymore. You know what you used to do? Sam had this kind of funny thing. He'd be vegetarian until he went on holiday. Yeah. And when
postcodes.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he said he didn't mind eating the cows of other countries as long as it wasn't the cows of our country. The British cows are supposedly a lot more valuable than any other type of cow, unless it's a Japanese Wagyu cow.
Oh.
You know what Wagyu is?
Yeah,
Did you know about the Wagyu cow, though?
Oh, no, I just know the end product.
Yeah. So obviously it's the most prestigious, the most expensive type of meat you can possibly buy. And
just because it's a really rare cow? Or what?
Well, it's rare, but the way they treat them, right, is so they massage the cows.
No,
they
right.
feed them beer. And it's also that it has like fat marbling in the skin so that when you cook it, the fat melts in the meat. And it just tastes phenomenal. And the best you can get is Japanese A5 Wagyu. Now, for all the little scam artists out there, if you go to a place and you just get Wagyu beef, that's not going to taste that. Or it will taste good, but the best is Japanese A5 Wagyu. Those are the Japanese cows. Mm. The best cows you can get. The ones that were massaged. And they even say sometimes they sing to them
and
shit.
It's a bit of a weird system, isn't it? First letter, fifth number. Not yeah. Like A1. Which you would
think of being like five star or yeah. Z5.
Yeah, they've just gone.
Is Z the last letter on the alphabet?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense then.
Yeah. Why have they done that?
Yeah, A5.
It's their Anyways. Favorite road in England.
The A5.
Yeah.
Where does the A5 take you?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Bristol.
No, it probably doesn't because I cycled around there and I didn't see an A5.
You cycled around Bristol? Yeah. No A5 around Bristol?
No, not that.
No. Any wagging cows?
If it is, I do apologize.
Any Wagyu cows?
No, we did see a lot of the other ones.
Roads?
No. Sheep
are out there as well, Reeve.
Cycled past some cider farms. Orchards.
It sounds like you had a wonderful time, Reeve.
It was incredible. I was rolling through those Cornish hills after, you know, like these insane 10 to 15% inclines at the top of them being like, I've earned this view.
Yeah, this is mine.
Oh, if might I even get off the bike.
Did you ever get off the bike? Nah, you go off the bike.
For the whole day.
No, but I mean, like, did you ever stop and go, wow, what a fucking view, let me get off?
Yeah,
constant cycle?
Yeah, it was kind of a constant cycle, you just absorb the view as you can.
Yeah.
But if people needed a wee break or anything, you just like, stop by a farm gate and be like,
whew. Wow.
That is picturesque.
Would you ever go cycling panoramic. In Belfast? Hilly there. It was more hilly than I thought it was going to be, actually.
I love it, man.
Yeah, you like the hills? Oh, I don't like the hills. Well, just give me flat. Amsterdam, that's supposed to be very flat.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
Netherlands
true,
in general,
yeah.
Sorry.
But I mean, you're not really going to get great views if you're not on...
Unless you're on mushrooms, then you could probably have a fantastic view.
Yeah, you don't really need hills.
Cycling on LSD? Is there a potential video idea in that?
I don't know.
It's
difficult to clip in when you're seeing like your foot's a frog.
You're looking... but anyway, yeah, so what else did we do in Belfast? We had a lot to drink, went out, ate some nice food.
Did you work out in the gym?
I was the only guy that didn't work out.
Yeah, I didn't see many stories.
You didn't see any pictures of me working out. Yeah, that's because I was sat in the office on the couch with my feet up and I texted him and I said, let me know when you guys are done.
You actually
yeah.
did.
I said I can't be asked fucking working out. I'm hungover, yeah.
Max, I'm really happy for you, but
yeah,
can
look,
we just
your
go?
Gym is lovely, but. Yeah.
I came here to drink.
Yeah. And then what else was there? Oh, yeah, so I was over there and we have a bit of like a running theme on this podcast where we had Olivia Neal on the podcast. You know Olivia Neal?
Yeah.
Superstar in Belfast.
Did you meet her? Again? Huh? You meet her?
No, I didn't meet her out there.
Oh, but people know of you and...
Olivia doing this podcast. Yeah, so they message like, go. So we have this thing where I was there like, well, I want to go meet John. This is her. So this is, this is her ex-boyfriend, right?
You apparently like sorted to get back together and stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, we brought them back together.
Yeah.
Well, I've come back from Belfast with some horrific news, guys.
Ah.
So we managed to get them back together.
Yeah.
You know, she moved back to Belfast, got a house. They were getting back together. They've only gone and broken up again.
Ah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. We're going to have to get back on the mend. All of that work for nothing.
Oh, what a waste of 2021.
Oh, I couldn't believe it, Reeve, mate. Me and Chip had been grafting. We put in a shift during that whole thing for John.
You just don't get
enough
respect, man.
We don't. We really don't. And I came back with that. Now, I have heard some rumors about why they broke up. Now, I feel as though it wouldn't be fair for me to speculate online, right? But there was genuinely... So this is another thing.
Okay.
Is everyone in Belfast claims to know Olivia Neal.
Oh, really?
Right? Because they would come up to me and they'd be like, oh, what's your podcast with Olivia Neal? They're like, oh, I know her. And I'm like, right. And they're like, oh, right, okay. But you're the 10th person today that's come up and said that. So either Olivia Neal has the biggest friend group I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Or just because they live in Belfast, they claim they know her. I don't know. But I got a lot of stories about why John and Olivia broke up. But I feel as though it's not very respectful for me to be there. If she wants to tell people why they broke up, they can.
And it's another reason to get back on.
And look, Olivia, if you want me to sort this out, you may or may not want to. We've got another spot on the podcast for you. We're more than welcome to fix things. Or maybe you can just let us know. Because truthfully, the fellas and Felitas that watch this podcast on a regular basis are more invested in your relationship than you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
I did offer John to go for a pint, but unfortunately...
didn't fancy it.
He never messaged me, but he does follow the Fellows podcast, so I'll follow him back on the account. Just as is that me putting a little olive branch out there? Yeah, say, look, mate, come and have a pint with me.
Just a beer, man.
Just a beer. I just wanted to see the man, the myth, the legend. Although, he might not be a legend anymore. Anyways, who knows?
That's a shame.
It is a shame. So that's your teenage heartbreak story for today. Everyone's mourning that relationship, actually. I mourned it for a little bit when I found out. Could be complete horse shit, though, because the amount of people that claim to be Olivia's
friend. Come back on and say, no, we're fine.
Yeah, we're actually really good. We're getting married.
John Jr.
I don't see that happening on the horizon. I'll be honest, I don't. John Jr.
It's probably not a great conversation either with like a 0 year old, a little baby. So John Jr., I was thinking.
Okay. Anyway, speaking about people following other people on Instagram.
This is water, right, Sam?
Yeah. With a hint of vodka. We've had a huge follow on Instagram.
I know, because I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
Of said follow.
He features in my FPL team. I'll be honest.
He did feature in mine.
He had a bit of a stinker game week one.
Week before, and I thought, Callum Wilson, he's a big boy.
He
might score, and he did.
Well.
But I didn't put him in.
Well, Sufal.
It is.
Followed us on Instagram. Sufal, I know you're watching. I asked Ethan, does he speak any English? Ethan told me no, so I know you're watching on subtitles, mate.
What's Czech hello?
Izvinica.
Is that what it is?
No, I don't think so, mate. But it just sounds like it would be. Yeah. Maybe we could get a little checkup on how to say hello in Czechanese. What is it? What language do they speak there? Is it just Czech?
Just
I speak Czech.
I think, yeah. Czech.
Mate. Anyway, how's it? How do you say it? Don't be shy, Alex. Come on, lad.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy,
Sufal.
Pirates and cherubs. That's outrageous.
Ahoy
there. Just rocking around with wooden legs and an eye patch. Oh my god.
I can't believe that. Ahoy, Sufal, you fucking legend. It's with a J. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Oh, it's just ahoy, but with a J at the end, right?
Okay, Martin, is that?
Yeah.
The J is silent in ahoy.
Must be.
That's phenomenal. Anyways.
Can't believe that.
Anyways, I hope you have a good day, mate. I could really do with some FPL points, fella. So we're going to need you to whip in.
Have
a corker
of an assist.
Have they
got next? Oh, Leicester City.
Or Leicester. So that'd be a big game. I got faith, though. Come on. Come on, you hammers. You mighty hammers. Jesse Lingard might be going there for 25 M's.
That puts your Ben Rama plans in.
No, because Ben Rama has been bowling out. So there's no way he just walks in and takes
Jay
the
Ling's
spot.
Mate.
Maybe. Jay Ling's. I did a video with him, actually. Jesse Lingard.
Nice guy.
Wonderful guy. Honestly,
truly. Cool.
The thing is with a lot of these footballers, all these footballers are actually really nice guys.
Yeah.
It's just the media just love to just get onto them, don't they? Please don't get onto me. The lovely blokes and Jesse Lingard invited me into his house. Actually, I don't know if he invited me to the house. I sort of forced my way into this house. Links. It was a thing with Links. Mm. And so I think they went to Jesse like, look, mate, there's this fucking weird YouTuber that wants to do this ice bath video with you.
Is that what you did?
So I got naked in front of Jesse Lingard.
Fair play.
Cock and balls out. No, I'm joking. There wasn't quite cock and balls, but
it's just what they do in the shower, isn't it? It's no different.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've always said rugby changing rooms. Very
well, that's
sus.
Where you
changing
wanna,
rooms.
That's where you want
to
go.
That's where I'd love to go for a trip to the rugby changing rooms. I think rugby changing rooms got to be worse than prison.
Bucket list.
Prison. You dropping the soap in a rugby changing room's got to be worse than dropping the soap in prison. What do you think?
Why? Because you mean everyone jumps on it.
It's a scrum.
Yeah. It's scrum. It's down! They're just like flying in. It's just a bar of soap, boys! Oh, man.
I couldn't
think
of
think I'm definitely tempted to say prison's probably worse. But.
You reckon prison's worth? Worth or worse?
Prison's definitely worth.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Rugby, I had some weird things in rugby changing rooms, man. Everyone's there, they just, I think, very touchy feely, and they're like happy about it as well. They find that shit funny.
Yeah.
Like I've just rammed my finger up your ass and everyone's laughing. Like, why is that funny?
Yes, I don't know.
That's not funny.
If you're a rugby player and you've suffered with this, please let
reach
us know.
Reach out. Yeah. Please let us know. Yeah, if there are any rugby players, please do.
They've been fingered. Any rugby players that have been constantly fingered during their career, please let us know. That's outrageous. Oh, we can't pass that stereotype. I'm sure you're all really
lovely,
genuine gentlemen in the genuine.
Lovely.
They
Tories.
Say that's a gent sport, right? Rugby's a gent
sport. That's a Tory sport, isn't it? Mm. Is it a Tory sport?
It's pretty Tory. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty Tory.
Speaking of, Priya's out of Love Island.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that she went on there and said, I'd shag Boris Johnson.
Is that right?
That's phenomenal. She's
I
gone
fancy
on there.
I his hair.
Theo's got to be buzzing. Oh, he's got to be.
Straight in the DMs, Baker.
Yeah. But the fact that she's gone on to a show like Love Island and just said, I'm a massive Tory.
Yeah.
There has to be a level of respect for that.
Yeah.
Because that takes some bollocks.
But what I find really interesting is she's a doctor as well.
Like, yeah. Of course. And the known thing is that just like the Tory government
hates
the NHS.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Why don't you just drink it out of the bowl?
No, this just looks cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, decanting it into... Yeah, I just found that weird. And obviously, didn't she say something like, I'd like it to be Chris Hemsworth's body, but Boris Johnson's hair?
That's got to be the weirdest
combination. So pretty much Thor, really. I mean, it's not far off, really, anyway, is it?
Boris Johnson, imagine... The only thing, okay, is, and I have to be honest, I did picture this, laying down, getting shagged by Boris Johnson with his face, I would say like 5 inches from your face.
From a personal perspective?
Yeah, like POV.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
POV, I'm laying there getting porked by Boris Johnson, because this is ultimately her fantasy, right?
It would be.
It would. So she's
well, just
there.
His hair. Which is a bit weird.
Is that all it was? Was
well,
it just
she's like,
hair?
Like, she's like, he's pretty attractive, but I just love his hair.
Right.
So, I mean, if you put a few straws of bales of hay on your head and then went and did it, she's probably loving that.
She is. That's really interesting. I tell you what, like, if you're a balding bloke, then I could only imagine that Priya's like your dream woman.
Yeah, I didn't like her anyway.
No, I didn't
like
her.
I'm sure she's a lovely person. But my problem with the show now is everything's been planted by producers.
Do you think so? So we actually had a Love Island contestant on Jack Fowler previously.
But
and he said it wasn't actually so much like that.
I feel like this year...
Do you think so? Do you think it's changed? Because he was on a few years back, though.
It was a bit dry, and then all these random storylines started coming out of nowhere.
Because everyone was complaining big time about it this year and how shite it was.
Yeah, and, all of a sudden and so many other better TV shows were on at the time.
Yes, Too Hot to Handle was competing big time with it.
For like the Olympics.
The Olympics, mate. Seriously, the Olympics has got to be one of the biggest catastrophes ever. What a poorly
they chucked it on Discovery Plus, didn't they? That was a problem.
Is that actually what it was? Is that why I haven't seen a fucking thing about it?
Discovery Plus had exclusive rights to show in the UK, you couldn't see it apart from highlights.
Horrendous, mate. Yeah, honestly, bad. I was sat there and I was thinking, I haven't heard about anything. All the athletics, the 100 meters, all this sort of stuff. Usually I sit down, it's a big event. I used to get friends come round and watch it. Yeah. It was a huge thing. This year, I promise you, I hadn't even, no one was talking about it.
Yeah.
There was no hype, there was no nothing. It was honestly such a
BBC
letdown.
BBC sport updates on Twitter.
Sometimes.
another goal's come in, well done boys.
That was it though. Yeah. It was shit.
I mean, isn't this like our most successful Olympics ever, GB?
I should know this.
Yeah, exactly.
This is, if it's the Olympics, the biggest sporting event, one of the biggest sporting events in the world, and I couldn't tell you how many medals we have.
Yeah.
And I'm into it. Obviously not
only 3 years to the next one, though.
Where is the next one, do we know?
Paris,
is it actually?
Yeah.
See, I feel like I won't be able to avoid that. Tokyo, different time zones.
Mm.
Let's not have it on Discovery Plus.
I don't think they'd have it on, like, surely. Discovery Plus, if you're watching this, just give it someone else.
Yeah, give Sky. It. You lot had a fucking howler with that.
Yeah, it's poor.
I seen one guy do it like a mad pole vault, and then the stick just went right up his nuts.
What?
Oh, sorry. That might be something else.
I don't remember that one.
What? Did you just see a mad pole vault or what? What were we talking about?
Don't know.
Anyway, so I was in Belfast and we had a watch. The last episode was a watch dealer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not out yet, so you wouldn't have seen it, but we had Nico. I keep getting it wrong because you go Nico Omolano,
and he forces you to,
and he wants it Nico, but then I'm pretty sure he's Nico.
Yeah.
So anyways, I went to go, I had him on the podcast here a couple of days later. I flew out to Belfast, saw him when he was out there. Wow, it was fucking cool. So
I was a good time.
Mate, he is such a nice, oh, that's so fucking poor. I hate you. It was a good time, thank you. Anyways, if you've watched that podcast, you'll know that we got along really well. And so he invited me over to Belfast to go check out his vault. How cool does that sound? Yo, come check out my vault.
Sounds pretty intense. It's like a Bond villain.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Anyways, we went into the vault. Right, and he just had the coolest collection of watches.
What was his best one? You're not even allowed to say, are you?
No. So we saw that the best one, he actually brought it on the podcast. People will have seen it. It was this one-of-one Patek.
And really?
It was just incredible watch. Anyways, that was sat there as well, back in the vault. It's all very high-tech. The camera, oh, it was really cool. And yeah, he was just showing me and Joel. We went to go check it out.
You don't have to say the specific amount, but like in terms of region, what's his most expensive watch?
Millions.
Really?
Millions with an S there, lad.
And does he sell them? Or just, yes, they're the ones that he keeps?
No, he sells them.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he sources and sells them. And yeah, it was, if you guys haven't watched that podcast, I'd highly recommend it. It's honestly so interesting because I didn't really know much about the watch world.
Yeah.
Although I was interested in them, I wouldn't say that I was like,
well,
I didn't know much.
I've got an Apple watch.
Yeah,
so
you got
that
an Apple
shows watch. People just how little I care about.
If they watched
yours
that last
cool.
one. Well, he gave this to me.
No way.
Right, so.
Oh, I've just realized what it is as well.
Yeah, so he gave this to me. No. So it makes it sound
right.
Like, off to Belfast we go. No, he gave it to me for 2 weeks. Right.
Oh,
so,
really?
So this is what happened. I went in there and I was checking it all out and I was like, because I do want to buy a new watch. My first watch was a Hublot and the whole thing is him just taking the piss out of my watch, essentially.
Oh, is that not considered?
No, that's like dog tier.
Oh, okay.
Like proper dog water, dog horse level.
Really?
Level watch. Yeah, horrific. And he was there like, look, we've got to fix you up a good watch here.
Yeah.
And I was looking at him, I was like, wow, these are amazing.
Yeah.
All the watches that were in there were just so cool to look at. And he said, which one do you like the most? And I said, I like this one, which I got my wrist
it's
now.
Blue Face as well. It's
yeah,
very nice.
Really fucking cool. And I was like, yeah, I really like this one. And so we were looking at it, and I think this watch goes for like £22,000-£23,000, something like that.
All right, so enough to trust you with, but
well, that's the thing. And so then he goes, well, why don't you just take it for 2 weeks, and if you like it, you can buy it. If not, you just send it back to me. By the way, what a fucking genius!
That's cool.
Because he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Make no mistake.
Oh,
yeah,
it fits.
Yeah, Nico. Yeah, I left.
Yeah,
and this ain't going back. I'm giving him the full fucking bag for this watch, because now I'm walking around. Bro, I love this
smart
watch.
Smart marketing,
it's beautiful.
Really, isn't it?
It's incredible. And you know, I can't do a runner. Guess what? He makes a video. Calvarese robbed a Rolex Skydweller.
Yeah,
$22,000 off me.
Rolex Skydweller.
That's what it is. There you go. Have a look at that. And yeah, he's fucking caked it then, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he smashed it.
It's
really nice though.
It is honestly, it's so nice. And his knowledge about, we went in there and this guy just knows everything. And he was like, mate, buying this, good investment, great watch. One of the most complicated watches. So when I got home, I went and watched all these videos about it because I was interested in how it works. And it's a very complicated watch. One of the most complicated Rolex I've made, actually.
I'm not going to ask for you to explain it.
I'm not going to be able to explain it to you. It's that complicated. But I just know that it's fucking complicated.
But it's got the correct time.
It does. It's got the correct time.
That's all you need.
It tells me what month it is as well, which is really handy. I could tell you it's the 8th month.
What?
Which is just fantastic, isn't
why
it?
Why is that fantastic?
Just in case I forgot what month it was. It's like, oh, yeah.
Your life is not that bad. Come on.
My memory is slowly fading.
Okay.
It's actually getting a bit, yeah.
Oh, what month is it, boys? Cow's got it on the rolly.
Yeah, get a look at that. So anyways, we walked out of there. Fantastic. And I just know I'm going to buy this. And I know in a couple months I'll be flying back to Belfast. I need another one. Give me another hit.
On the other wrist.
On the other wrist. You see those rappers
slowly up the same forearm.
Instead of a tattoo sleeve, it's just a watch sleeve getting bigger and bigger. But yeah, anyways, yeah. So that was really cool. So shout out to him. And yeah,
expensive what a great trip by the end of it, really.
I went over there for some drinks, and I've ended up spending 20 odd grand on a watch.
It's outrageous.
Not what you want, really, but it is what it is. What else? Belfast, yada, yada, yada. Got a little flight back. Got back. Just a write off of a day, really. You know those ones? You know where you're like, oh, I'm going to go on holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on holiday. And you come back more tired
than
when you went on holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
I got back. I needed 2 days to do nothing.
Yeah.
I felt like crap. So, yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, I need to genuinely do a holiday of nothing, of sitting and doing nothing.
Yeah, your last two back-to-back have been pretty intense.
Relentless, the Ibiza trip, Belfast, it's just a lot of alcohol involved, although there is talk going on. There is murmurs under the surface.
I thought you'd bring this up. I was wondering if this would be introduced to the public.
Of Sober September.
Mm.
Wow. I don't even know if I want you to be part of it because you are essentially sober for the most part anyways. And doing 30
That's
days.
Rude.
No, doing 30 days is nothing. It's not a challenge for you, Reeve.
No, it's not challenging, but it's still.
I think you should have to do something else as well.
Like what? I've earned my stripes.
No. I don't. You have. Oh, fuck. Guys, in the comments, could you let me know what else Reeve has to do here? Because I'm not having you in the challenge for that because you do that anyways.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, Sober September.
Yeah.
There's chat of me, Harry, all the usual boys, Theo, getting involved. But there is one rule. You're allowed to drink if you're not in the United Kingdom.
Oh, yes.
And the reason for that is because a few people had already had some holidays booked.
Pre-planned.
And so we said, right, well, you don't want to ruin a holiday by not drinking.
Yeah.
But that was something that we spoke about. We said, okay, that's fine. No one's
That seems like a fair
trade-off,
yeah,
right? Yeah, Sober September. What would you say is the best way to complete Sober September? Maybe other people might here want to join me on Sober September.
Tick it off day by day.
Really? Is that actually... So let's say there's a pint in front of you, though. What do you tell yourself in your brain?
You don't have to have it.
No, but you do, mate. That's so good.
Start licking your lips even at the mention.
Mate, I'm telling you, like just a fucking pint, this little cider, maybe a little
You'll find it easy, man. There's not really that many social events on in September anyway.
That's the thing. That's the problem.
You've picked an easy month.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, so it's over the hill of summer. I just get back on the grind before it's too cold.
Yeah.
And then when October and November comes, it's just a bit cold, really.
Need some whiskey to keep me warm. Yeah, you're right, actually.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that? I'm pretty sure whiskey is one of those things that, you know, you stay warm having them.
Yeah, just get a jacket instead.
Yeah. All right, what else? I've got a little list here.
It's a big list. It's not
for things. When the hell is Love Island finishing?
Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel bad for saying this, but thank God.
Yeah,
I haven't enjoyed this season.
I've pretty much joined in halfway through, to be honest.
Have you enjoyed this season? Would you say you enjoyed it?
No, not really.
There's been
a few moments,
yeah,
but not enough good moments to balance out spending that much of my time invested in it.
I don't like Faye.
I was going to say the same thing.
I'm sorry. She pisses me off.
Very loud.
Very loud and just.
Who counted?
It's unnecessary.
Especially someone counted the amount of F-offs she said.
Really?
In one video, and it's like 132.
How old is she?
I don't even know.
Is she? Is
like
she
25?
Okay,
24?
See, at that age, you should know how to control yourself.
Yeah.
It's just, she's fucking annoying. And I'm sorry, but she really is. And I get it. Like, but the thing is, I always have to remember, is like, look, these guys are essentially in a zoo. Like,
yeah, they are.
They're in a cage.
Caged animals.
And we're staring there on the glass and we're poking fun at them and we're laughing at them and the animals are going insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? They're actually going insane.
Uh-huh, look at all those random animals kissing each other. So I don't.
Is that what you do when you watch Love Island?
No. When I go to zoos.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, when the chimpanzee's necking off with a zebra, there's nothing quite like it. Anyways, why have you brought in that fucking weird... I just don't like it. I don't like this season. And I haven't been impressed with it. And FaZe just pissed me off. And why are the public keeping her in there? Nobody can be voting for her.
They're voting for Teddy, I think, if anything. Because everyone wants him to win, yeah.
And if they vote for Teddy, does she stay in because they're a couple or something?
I presume that's, yeah.
And it's fucking me off, man. It's fucking me off. Oh, but by the time this goes out, Love Island will be finished and it'll be a crowned winner. Congratulations,
Toby and Chloe.
Really?
I think they're going to win, yeah.
What about the Liam and Millie?
He's hashtag player.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Liam and Millie? Nah, I just feel, they not got it? I feel like too many of the girls that watch the show don't really like Liam.
Yeah. Chloe was not a big fan favorite at the beginning of the series and has made a big resurgence.
No, she has, yeah.
So credit to her. Toby has been just hilarious to watch.
Yeah,
The man is just clueless about like everything, but it's so endearing at this point. At first, everyone was like, he's a dick. And now everyone goes, actually, this
you
guy
can't
is
be a dick if you're that airheaded. Well, that's a bit mean. No, but I, you know what I mean? And with the same sentiment, people have said I didn't actually mean that, Tony.
Do you reckon... Okay, seriously, is he going to go back and play for hashtag or no?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Is he?
Don't know.
Do you reckon?
Are you?
I wasn't... No, well, I'm curious. What happens from there? What a perfect marketing machine for hashtag, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And one of your players has just won Love Island.
Yeah.
That's incredible. But not only that, does he ever go back and play? These are the questions we need the answers to.
He's good at football.
Well, I suppose he was good at football.
Yeah,
I've seen a few clips of flying around on TikTok. Oh, he looked pretty decent at football. But is he going to become like, you know, there's been lots of ex-footballers that then go on Love Island and they become so famous, I guess, that they just never go back to football.
I think he'll go back to football. I'd also like to retract the airheaded comment, Toby. So if you made it this far, bit mean, wasn't it?
No, do you know what? No. Because when it comes to like relationship, he's thick. He doesn't know.
Yeah, that's all I meant.
When it comes to relationship, he doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah.
He's clueless.
Yeah.
You mean he's just clueless? He is clueless. But it got to the point where at first everyone was like, wow, he's being really manipulative. Yeah.
What a nasty person that man is.
But then they just realized, actually, he's not got a clue what he even wants. He genuinely doesn't know
what he wants. Bro, when that happened, I was just, oh, it's so funny. You know, it's like, I've been with Abby. I really like Mary, but my head's with Chloe.
Yeah.
It was like,
Oh. It was fantastic. So, yeah. Anyway, I'd be more than happy for Toby to win.
I think so too.
You know, it's been a bit of a shit season.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a bit of dog water.
What else is on though?
Have you got any TV series for me? You watch a lot of movies and TV. Come on, bro. Give me something.
Oh, I don't know.
What you got for me?
The most recent thing I enjoyed was Clarkson's Farm, but that's not new.
Clarkson's Farm? Yeah, no. I watched a few of that. I need to get back into it, though, but it was great.
All the good TV shows would never get aired nowadays. Again. So I was thinking this the other day. Like, we're never going to see another Little Britain.
Because it's fucking outrageous.
Yeah, but that...
But in a hilarious way.
Yeah, but I mean, they're the kind of shows that we grew up on.
Yeah. The ones that cause a shift in culture.
Yeah, they push.
Do you know what I mean?
They in betweeners. About, yeah, exactly.
Little Britain.
Come Fly With Me. I mean, it's the same creators, but it's pretty much.
Come Fly With Me.
Yeah,
that
wasn't
a cultural shift. I've never even fucking heard of that.
Little Britain went and did Come Fly With Me.
What's Come Fly With Me?
Oh my lord! You got an
everyone
in the crowd.
A massive groan in the back of it. Wait, so what, have you guys
strike
heard of Come
two.
Fly With Me? What the fuck is Come Fly With
it's
Me?
It's Little Britain, but an airport. That's what it is. The same people.
But just at an airport.
Bro, please watch it when you get in. It's so good.
Are you sure it's not
people are
gonna
think
Britain?
People are going to think you're really uncultured, by the way. This is going to make...
This is a huge L, is it?
TikTok... Rounds. This is.
I'll be honest. I've never heard of. I've never even heard of it, bro.
That's sad.
Right. What else have we got on the list?
What other controversial shows have there been?
There's been a few, man.
Phone Jacker, Face Jacker, Bow Selector, them sort of things. You wouldn't get them anymore. They're all stereotypical stuff. So you just don't. You don't see that anymore because it offends someone.
Yeah, it offends someone. Yeah, that drives me nuts. That.
Yeah.
The things that just offend. If it offends one person, then it's just
enough
like,
to.
It's a, you just can't offend anyone, right? So then, jokes just become really shit.
Yeah, I'm still baffled that you haven't seen Come Fly With Me, honestly.
That really? Is it that really bad?
It's, you know, a TV show of a generation.
But I told you, I haven't even watched it In Between Us. Yeah. Yeah, I might have seen clips from it, but I'll be honest, it's not hitting right now. I can't see it.
Go on then, what's your favourite TV show that you probably wouldn't get shown nowadays?
Oh, that's the thing, I don't know. All right, okay, so there was one, right? But it wasn't a TV show. It was sort of like an internet show. Now, I've actually forgotten off the top of my head. You'll be able to check it real quick for me, Alex. It was a guy based in New Zealand and he was at school. Right.
Oh, Summer Heights High. That would never be shown.
Now that right there is unbelievable.
Gold. That's gold. Yeah,
it's
so good.
Like to this day, tears of laughter.
Yeah,
genuine tears.
Oh yeah, Catherine Tate show.
Catherine
sort of
Tate, phenomenal.
Yeah.
What's the one? James Corden. The one, the fishing trip.
Gavin and Stacey.
The fishing trip. They always talk about the fishing trip. No one ever knows what happened on the fishing trip. Gavin and Stacey, another cultural one that everybody knows about, just like Come Fly With Me. What else? Gavin and Stacey, people are going to be dropping comments right now about
There's going to be tons of shows.
Ones that are just a shift. I'll tell you a movie, super bad. That's a movie that changed.
That's one of my favorite films.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, fantastic.
Let's get a glimpse of these warlocks.
You are always on point with the quotes. You can quote so many different things.
They sit in my brain.
What other movies would you guys claim that is a cultural shift?
I mean, a lot of Seth Rogen, you know, Jonah Hill associated films are always like quality.
Yeah, 21 Jump Street, that had a lot of quibbles. Project X. Yeah, you know what? You then saw a lot of news articles about Project X and kids just having absolute ragers after that.
Oh, mate. You seen the Australian TV interview?
Well, that isn't that what the movie was based off?
I think it is, yeah.
Was based
the original guy.
What was the interview? How did it go again? Do you remember?
Oh, I can't remember what he said, but he's just like... He's just the zoned out guy that's just like, yeah, it was a great party.
And the entire the floor caved in.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
had like 1,000 people at this house.
Police
and his
mum
and dad were just away on
district.
Holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just gets out of hand, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. I'm trying to, we've had some pretty crazy house parties. It's not so much at the place we're at now, but the last flat that we used to live in, some ridiculous house parties. But God bless Keith, our neighbour. At the time his name was Keith. Or was it Frank? Frank or Keith? I don't know. They're just both very generic, you know, old people names. And he was about, I don't want to disrespect him. I'd say he's about 70, right? And we used to have the craziest parties, make so much noise in that flat. And the only complaint we ever had from him, now this is a semi-detached house or a terraced house. I forget what it is, but we had the one at the end. Phenomenal house. You guys would have seen it in videos. And the only ever complaint that we got from Frank was... a letter, a little thing that he posted through our thingy that said, "Hey mate, if you could not leave your bin bags next to the bin because they don't collect them, you have to put them in the thing." And I thought, you know what, mate? Considering the amount of shit you go through, I'll put the bins in the bin.
Yeah,
you know, it's the least I could do for you, Frank. That was the only thing. And well, I mean, know about the parties that we used to have there. We were seriously crazy, and the amount of noise we used to make, and not a peep from him. Not once.
What guy?
Yeah.
Shout out Keith, Frank, man.
Yeah, Keith or Frank, I forget now. And you know the really sad thing is, when I moved out, I wanted to go buy him a bottle of red wine. But on the day we moved out, it went into lockdown.
Ah.
So I said, I don't really know if I can go
around.
Is that
actually when you moved out?
Yeah, lockdown. It was like on the day of lockdown. Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, so Keith, Frank... Sorry, if you're watching this, fella, I do owe you a bottle of red wine or white wine, whichever you prefer. I hope he's still alive.
And I hope the next person that lives there puts the bins in the bin too.
It was really bad, you know. We used to have people come round because they wanted to sell the flat after they'd been renting it for so long.
Oh, really?
So while we were living there, they would have people come round and check to view it. The place was just in a mess the whole time, man. It was like, you know... This place was probably worth like $3.5 million, something like that. So the people coming around were upper echelon people, and you've got three YouTubers living in there. The place wasn't like a state. It wasn't a bad state, but if you're spending £3.5 million on Tebra, sure, it has to be in top nick in order to make the sale happen. Yeah. And I knew people coming around looking at the place, and I'm just thinking, you're just not going to buy this place. Yeah. You might have bought this place if it was in.
Yeah. To three guys completely hungover.
Yeah. Oh, bin's guys, not in the bin.
Yeah. Pizza on the side.
Pizza on the side. And that's enough for someone to go, this place is disgusting. But it was just a pizza on the side.
Yeah.
That was it, Reeve. That's all we did.
Could have had it. Just let me
have a slice. Yeah. Help us. It was yesterday's pizza.
By all means. What pizza was it? I'm getting myself hungry. It's about it.
Yeah. I like Hawaiian, though. I like pineapple on my pizza.
Really?
You like pineapple on your pizza?
Pineapple. I don't mind pineapple. I wouldn't choose to have it, but if it's there, I'll eat it. There's a lot of things, actually.
I was going to say, there's not much that you wouldn't eat, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I love pineapple on pizza. People get onto it like, oh, you can't put pineapple on pizza. And I'm fed up of hearing about it.
Yeah.
And I brought it up. I'm fed up about hearing about it. It's just people constantly bringing up this debate.
What about broccoli on pizza?
Fine. I don't actually give a shit. That's the thing. If you want to have broccoli on your fucking pizza, have broccoli on your fucking pizza.
Choose it if you want that.
Select it.
I don't even think
pizza. Be a pizza
selector. I don't even think they do that, do they? If you went on Domino's and asked for broccoli, you wouldn't be able to get it.
Right then don't get it.
All right.
I don't care, Reed. That's the point that I'm making. Does this belong on pizza? No. No. Do you belong on this fucking podcast? No. But you're here. Because I wanted you to be here. I wanted you on the podcast.
Yeah.
Think of it like a pizza. I wanted Reeve on my pizza.
Sorry?
So have your fucking Reeve on the pizza. I didn't tweet out asking, does Reeve go on a pizza? Does Reeve belong on the Fellas podcast? Maybe. Some people say yes, some people say no.
That is the point of a controversial opinion.
If I want you on the podcast, then I'll get you on the podcast. If you want broccoli on your pizza, have broccoli on your pizza. If I want pineapple and ham on mine, I'll have pineapple and ham on my fucking pizza.
What is going on?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking fed up, man. What do you guys get on your pizza? Come on, what's one rogue thing that the people...
Yeah, rogue thing, though. Not just like, oh, I have ham...
Have you been listening? You just said pineapple.
Take those headphones off.
Have you been listening to this fucking podcast? He's gone, yeah, pineapple. Right, man, we've all been talking about that.
Yeah, go on.
What you got? Jalapenos. Yeah, jalapenos. You can't have those on pizza, sorry.
No, we can't have that.
That's where I draw the line, actually, right? No, I'm just joking. Go, I know Sam likes some rogue things on his pizza. Go on. Nuts.
What?
D's nuts. Wait, what sort of nut? Like almonds? Walnuts on a pizza.
Walnuts on a pizza.
Look, I know I've supported people and I've said have whatever you want on the pizza. But at the same time, if I ask guys, would you like Jimmy Savile on the podcast? I think it's safe to say everybody would say no, right? So
and it's also impossible.
Nuts on a pizza would probably be a unanimous decision with that.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, there has to be a line drawn, and I think having walnuts and almonds on your pizza.
Yeah, that's pretty outrageous, Sam. I'm not going to lie.
This is a stay. I've got nothing else to talk about. You got anything to talk about? What's been happening in your life? You have a dog. Talk to me about this fucking dog. You're convinced this dog has cancer. I'm in ADHD.
I cannot run.
No. You're convinced this dog has ADHD.
I think he might do, but he's also a puppy. But I think he does, yeah.
I think it's just a puppy. It used to be a big bastard, didn't it? When it was really young. Early what? Doors. A big bastard. Just a pain in the arse.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he was a little shit, but now he's all right.
Yeah.
He steals kisses, though, which is a bit annoying.
Steals?
Yeah, kisses. So like he'll come up to you and jump on you and then try and lick your face and stuff.
You ever done tongue on tongue with your dog?
No, not yet.
Not yet. I've never done tongue on tongue with a dog. It's not really.
No, I think you have, mate.
You know the things that they get put in a WhatsApp group chat, but it said forwarded many times. That should be the biggest red flag ever.
Yeah. They're always the best things.
They're always the best things. Yeah.
Why are you doing that again?
It just
makes me feel good.
I like it. Although it's making me want to piss.
What, the water or the pouring?
I've seen some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
A lot of WhatsApp groups are where the crazy stuff happens.
They're really fucked
up shit. Yeah. And that sign forwarded many times. It's just a big red flag, isn't it?
Huge red flag.
Do not press play on that video.
But you also have to press play.
You have to. You can't not. Everyone's laughing and chatting about the video.
Yeah.
Or some people, a lot of the time the first reply is just delete.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just too outrageous. But nobody actually deletes. Although, have you seen... Yeah, actually, I don't want to go there. It's a lot of crazy shit, bro. It's just... when the Euros was going around, there was a lot of crazy videos about fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw one, and what happened? All these lads just... stacked on top of each other naked, and then one guy just takes like a beer,
pouring a pint. That was the final, right?
Pouring a pint down the arse crack of the first bloke, which funnels into the arse crack of the second one, to the third one,
into
the fourth one, and then there's just some poor soul at the bottom just drinking the fountain juice.
Not poor soul, he's willing.
Well, he was enjoying
chose
it.
Yeah,
you could argue it's free drink.
I love the pint. I just don't care where it comes from.
It's been through four of your mates'
sweaty
arseholes. But
speaking of. I have had the sweatiest, scabbiest
arse
from cycling last week.
Okay.
It was outrageous. Some proper saddle sores. So if
is that
they're
what it's
ever
called?
Gonna
saddle sores.
Saddle sores, yeah. So because you're in the same position for so many hours.
Yeah.
If they're ever considering doing that again,
yeah.
Now is
what
a,
would you do?
Now is a great time to get me involved in that if they wanted to.
You'd enjoy that feeling.
No, just be even worse for the guy on the bottom.
Oh, we're still talking about the mad...
Yeah, I just thought I'd fuse it.
The arse juice.
Yeah.
The arse beer.
Yeah,
how do you avoid saddle sores?
Sitting up every now and again.
Really?
That's about it.
Sitting up every now and again.
I suppose if you're cycling for like 14 hours.
Yeah, you're going to get...
It's tough.
Yeah, well, you can only imagine what the Tour de France done is.
Oh, mate, they're built different.
Like. Their arseholes must be shredded.
Yeah. It's like a... burnt sirloin down there.
wooden arsehole.
Not arsehole.
Leather.
But like,
it's made of leather.
Yeah, to that degree.
I wonder if they stitch leather into their arsehole just to give it that extra comfort. The 24/7 saddle.
You got real free roam with me coming on, really.
Yeah. That's the thing. I already know it's demonetized, so it's fine. The moment we talked about the dog just going to town. And that's disgusting, man.
Why'd you even bring that up, really?
Seen some crazy videos. Live Leak was a crazy place. You ever go on Live
No.
Leak? Got shut down.
I probably would have watched stuff that was on there.
Yeah.
But
That's the thing. You would never go on Live Leak like, what am I going to watch today?
Yeah.
It was not that sort of vibe. It was a link. You were linked to it.
Yeah.
It was linked to it. And just, yeah, some of the stuff that I've seen, man.
Crazy.
Just unnecessary. And I genuinely believe that it shaped me to be the human I am now, because I've seen some absolutely insane stuff. So I say that it's desensitized me to a lot of very serious issues going on in this world. And to me, I don't see it like, I'm not there like, wow, that's disgusting, because I've seen that 100 times. You ever seen the one of the geezer put in a glass jar and it smashes? That's nuts, bro. That was on Live Leak. That was crazy.
I haven't seen that.
But what? I wouldn't
Don't
recommend
forget
anyone.
To link it to me after this. No.
It makes just some light watching in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, you and the missus sat down on the couch. Oh, let me get the video of the guy shoving a jar.
Don't fancy Love Island tonight, babe. Let's go on Live Leak.
No, you see, it was never like that.
Oh.
It was never like that. Yeah. In the same way that you would go for Netflix now, that's not how you would approach Live Leak. You'd have to have a Red Bull before you went on Live Leak, because you have to be amped to watch this shit.
Okay.
Otherwise, you get a queasy stomach, you know?
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Cow queasy.
Oh, man, Live Leak. It's shut down now, anyways.
Sad times.
I think it's for a better society.
Was it monetized? Did they get
monetized
and stuff?
I never uploaded to there, so I couldn't tell you, but...
Oh, no, I don't mean you specifically, but, like, did that website get money?
I never saw ads on there.
Really?
I think I would. You would really struggle to find advertisers that would want to advertise on the videos on there.
Yeah, it's true, really.
You know what's interesting though? I've heard that the hub, has phenomenal CPM.
Really?
And I don't know if that's cap or what, but I've heard that it's fantastic. A lot of people. There was a video of me on my birthday. And I was getting a lap dance,
and it's on there.
It got put on there. But then,
I was there.
You were there. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember it.
Yeah. And it's a pretty crazy video. Well, JJ thought it was appropriate to put on his Snapchat story, the entire thing.
Yeah.
10, 15 minutes.
And then like swiftly realized it. He put it and deleted it.
There was flaps just hanging around. It's nuts. Right, and he had no problem with that. In his,
I was just scoffing vodka Haribos at that
point. I didn't know where that was going. But I'm glad you had your Haribos. Anyways, that went up on there. And bro, they got a lot of views on there. And I just wanted to know. I should have reached out at the time. But now the hub has actually officially got rid of all like
amateur content.
Amateur content, yeah. Which is a little bit heartbreaking. I understand why they did it, and that's fine. They've got to move in a certain direction, but that is a little bit heartbreaking. But those videos are now gone. The video of me getting the lap dance gone forever.
I've still got the memories.
Know, someone will have it.
I've still got the memories.
You got the memories?
Yeah.
What etched into your mind, or is it on your phone?
No, in my mind.
In your mind.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. The hub ain't the same no more.
No, it's gone downhill.
Stocks got downhill. They used to be really active on Twitter. I think they follow me.
Yeah, they have a great... great social media team. Mm-hmm. Don't know what's happened to them now.
But. I'd love for them to sponsor a football club. They should sponsor an entire Sunday league.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Or professional level.
I just don't know. The thing is, it wouldn't get approved for TV rights.
Well, betting companies are 18 plus.
Yeah, I just feel like... You know what? You're right. Why have they not done it? Imagine a Liverpool kit would
porn up on the front.
Like,
yeah.
You're literally watching.
Yeah.
Prawn. Prawn. P R then a zero and N.
Clever.
See, that's how you would get around.
Prawn habi.
Hibiru.
Yeah.
That's it's funny. Have you seen on TikTok? Obviously, their algorithm picks up loads of words, so people have to come up with crazy words.
Oh, really?
To replace.
Sexual words.
Sexual innuendos.
Ah.
And it's fascinating to see what the world comes up with. I don't know if there's like a best one that pops up in mind, but like we've obviously coined porking.
Oh, okay.
And even then we still have to put a zero in for the O.
Really?
Yeah, because otherwise TikTok go, not quite sure this one's for the masses. Ah. Whereas if you put a zero in there, obviously that's far more suitable.
Yes.
Everybody can watch that one.
For the coders.
For the coders?
S3X. What?
Oh yeah, segs.
Segs.
Yeah.
That's like how you type on a calculator back in the day.
Yeah.
With like sixes.
Boobs.
Boobs.
6006.
Oh, I used to put 8008.
Oh, 8. Yeah, oh, that's a good one. I went for the B, 6. Isn't it? I suppose it depends what calculator you got, really.
Yeah, it's true. Well, most calculators now just on phone. I just type out the word.
I want to talk about calculators for a minute.
Hmm?
Calculators?
Yeah, Casios.
What a historic artifact more than anything.
Do you remember exams?
I remember exams. Yeah. I think they still have them. Paint.
Oh, do they? What were the specific like stats calculators? You had a normal calculator. Yeah. And then you had a specific calculator for more advanced mathematics.
I only ever had the more advanced one.
Yeah, it was called a scientific calculator.
Yeah,
scientific calculator.
Yeah.
Well, where it had and stuff like that.
Yeah, so if you did like... So I did maths at A level. Don't tell Theo. Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
You're upset.
Boner. Oh, the other way around. He had to take in two calculators.
Really?
Yeah. Strange, isn't it?
I never had to take in two. I always had the one, the scientific one. Yeah, it was like, you know, you're a cultured man. It was fantastic when everyone found out how to play games on it. You could play a game like Snake
hack
and stuff.
The thing.
Yeah, you could literally hack into it and play games. So people in maths were just banging out high scores on games. It was class.
I wonder if people still do that. Everyone's just finished getting results, right?
But back to my conversation about calculator. Why bother with a fucking calculator? The whole world is digital now. This whole being able to do maths without the calculator is a waste of time. I think it's shit. We used to have a non-calculator exam and a calculator exam. Did you ever have that? What's the point? There's no point.
That's early though in education, surely.
No, even later on.
Really?
Yeah, it still happens. Mental maths is what you call it. I really struggled with my...
Yeah, but that was like primary school, no?
No.
Secondary school?
No, GCSEs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe we did. Maybe I did.
It just doesn't make sense to me. Everything you can find now is online. Yeah, why do you have to have it stored in your brain like a fucking abacus?
You don't really get taught or prepared for normal life enough, do you?
I said that. I've said that in previous podcasts. Yeah. Teach people how to submit...
A tax form. Yeah.
Teach people how the fuck their tax works. If you go and you get a job and you're getting paid 30 grand a year, understand that you're not going to see the full 30 grand a year, because guess what? Big Boris is taking pocketing that and taking fucking Priya on a little private jet to Barbados and porking her while rubbing his head all over her breasts.
Yeah. Like static on balloons. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it's like. I mean, his hair does look like it's constantly... got a static reaction.
Yeah.
On fleek, and it's never on fleek, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's constantly got a static energy. It's like Einstein, but without the Einstein, you know?
Yeah.
Just the trim.
Just, yeah. Fuck Boris.
Really? Fuck Boris?
Nah, it's just
what. Do you like Boris?
That's what they're saying, it.
Yeah, they do. Fuck Boris. Yeah, there's a song.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. Where was the guy that sang it?
I think it might have been Stormzy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think it was. Stormzy.
Just fishing Alex, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How long has this podcast been going for? Let
Four
me know.
4 hours?
I think we've covered such a range of topics.
An hour and 13 minutes.
An hour and 13. I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty fucking good going, to be fair, Reeve. There is relationship. Right, let's end it on a little relationship advice. Here we go.
Relationship advice. With the guy that hasn't seen Come Fly With Me, Cal the Freezy.
Okie dokes. Here we go. Right, let's have a little look. So, as always, we have relationship advice, and it is always ding, ding, anonymous. Ding. So we have fellas and felitas. We have quite a few felitas that have submitted today. So girls, we are here to save your doomed relationship.
Ta-da. 2022 is a better year.
Can I get a name for this felita, please?
Jessica.
Okay, what is your opinion on being fully settled by 25? We have been together since we were 14, mortgaged for 3 years, married two, and have a 1-year-old son. I am so happy, but others always question, am I not scared I'm missing out? Love the podcast, fully caught up on all of them on my walks in the last 2 or 3 weeks. What do you think?
Why is she bothered about? If she's happy, mm-hmm. just... live your life. You know, people in the Amazon mm-hmm. don't know about iPhones.
Yeah, do you reckon they're
bummed? Not sitting around wondering, bloody hell, can't wait to play Flappy Bird.
Wow.
You know? If you don't know what's out there,
you know,
it's not a problem.
Yeah, that's the thing. She's not even curious.
Exactly.
About it. If she was sat there like, am I missing out? Am I missing? Then yeah, maybe there is cause
don't
for concern.
Don't listen to the noise. It's what we do.
Focus on you.
Yeah, we're experts at FPL, and we had a year of noise. Oh, he's scoring goals. No. Mohamed Salah is good. Let's pick him as captain.
Yes, and that's what you need to do. You need to pick your husband as captain every week, and you're happy with him. That's fine. Look, I've always said everyone goes through a hoe phase. I'll be perfectly honest with you. You're going to divorce by the time you're 40. That's fine. And then you go through your hoe phase.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
all going to live to 150 anyway.
Or maybe.
Right?
No, we're not living to 150.
All right. Well, just me then.
Maybe. This is what happens. Maybe you don't divorce when you're 40, but instead, what happens is you end up swinging. You know what swinging is?
Naked sex parties.
Yeah, but like, you, as a couple, you go to like swinging parties and you shag other couples.
Right.
Right? And I think that is how a lot of these couples that are on from early, they have their hoe phase through swinging in their later years.
Okay.
So it wouldn't surprise me. What did you call this woman?
Jessica,
if that was the case. But anyway,
I'm glad that you're enjoying life, living.
Yeah, living life.
Yeah, 25 and you've got everything sorted.
Fantastic.
We haven't got that.
Exactly. No, we don't.
We actually don't.
We're fucked.
Yeah, we're older fucked. Than that as well.
But I have a nice watch.
Yeah, you now, do. So that's I mean, okay. You got to pay for it. Yeah, but yeah.
Anyways, next up, we've got another Felita. Her name is.
Don't know. How can I not think
don't
of
know. All right, don't
no, no,
know.
No,
here
come
we
on.
Go.
Hey, serious.
Hey, lads, love the podcast.
Harriet.
So, Harriet said, started seeing this guy last July, and then he cut things off in November. Around February, March, started speaking and meeting again. Obviously, sleeping with each other. Since then, I've stayed at his a lot, and I get along with his family. We're going away this weekend to Cumbria. Ooh, nice. But he's not 100% on commitment. But we work so well, and we're in nearly a year deep. What the hell do I do? P.S. Love you both. So, wait, are you going away with his family?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, I don't think so. We're going away this weekend. So she just said she gets along with the family.
Oh.
We're going away this weekend to
Cumbria.
Oh,
that's cute. Yeah.
I don't think that's with the family. We're going to assume it's just those two.
Very different situation if it is. I mean, basically, like,
what do you reckon? What's the thing? She's saying, look, we're nearly a year deep in here. What's the plan?
Have you ever been to Cumbria?
Have I been to Cumbria? No, it's not even on my list, actually.
Yeah, I'd suggest going somewhere else. That'd be my contribution.
She's here for relationship advice. You've given her holiday advice for you.
Yeah. Send her somewhere else, mate. Send Cornwall's really nice.
To Cornwall instead of Cumbria.
It's a lot sunnier. It's further south.
Yeah, it's nice. I had some good nights out.
Sorry, what was it?
Look, she's a year deep in.
Year deep.
Look, this is what I think you need
Those
to do.
Those are the days.
Yeah. Speak to him and say, look, this goes no further. unless you commit to me.
Yeah, but then you force.
It's been a year, Reeve.
Ah,
it's been a year, bro. How long are you gonna wait around for Adoni to? Because let me tell you, think about it.
We were in lockdown for a year.
Right.
So a majority of that relationship has been in lockdown where they've not been able to see anyone anyway.
Yeah.
So depending on how much further since, how many months has it been since lockdown ended?
A few.
Three or four. So they were in a relationship forcibly for 8 months.
Uh-huh.
So they've only really had 4 months to see the outside world.
Yeah.
4 months is not a long time.
All right?
Take it slow, man.
Take it easy. Yeah, I disagree.
Oh, what?
I think you need to ask him straight up. Yo, do you see this going anywhere? I'm not asking you to commit to me right now, but do you see this going further? Am I working right, or are we just shagging? Straight up, are we just shagging? Because right now it seems like he's got himself like a nice side piece.
Yeah.
That he's porking when he wants to. Nice holiday when he wants to.
Yeah.
But is this actually going anywhere?
Yeah. All right. Well, tell him that. But then also, Cornwall is better.
Yeah. That's the most. If you're coming away with anything from our advice,
absolutely,
Cornwall is better than Cumbria.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Next up, another Felita. Her name is.
I was gonna say Jess.
All right, Jess.
Whoa, two in a row.
So my boyfriend of 2 years has been really distant recently, and I've realized that my best friend that I have known since we were toddler only wants to go out with me when I'm with my boyfriend.
What? So, like a throuple.
Yeah, she only wants to go hang out with her best friend when she's with her boyfriend.
Oh, it's a female friend.
I saw some messages between them that seem a bit sus, and I don't know how to approach this situation. Uh-huh. Like, do I talk to them about it, or do I confront them? Because when they're together, they are extremely flirty with each other. Any advice?
Yeah, you gotta ask them, man. That sounds sus. Very.
That sounds super sus.
Super sus.
I'm gonna be a hunna.
Yep.
It's looking ropey for the
relationship. Sounds pretty bad, by the way.
It does, yeah. If your best mate is just flirting loads with your boyfriend.
And I imagine you've like diluted that down for a DM as well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've probably seen some nasty shit.
So, yeah. So look, if I were you, what is the move here? Is there any way you can really find out about
her? Yeah, get him on a game of Never Have I Ever. Or a drinking game, and then put them on the spot.
Never have I ever fancied a girlfriend's best mate.
Yes. And then when she starts sweating, you got her.
Yeah, that's not going to work. But,
all right.
Anyways, yeah, listen.
No, you got to ask. That sounds fishy, man. You've got to ask.
Yeah, you got to ask. You got to be like, yo, what's going on? What's going on, Chief?
And then even if they're honest and, you know, they're like, oh, nothing actually. It's just like, cool. Man.
And because sometimes what does happen is a lot of girls, they tend to work things up in their head, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you see something and it's like, okay, I've just bought a red car. Okay. Now all I see is fucking red cars it's everywhere. True. I thought that I bought a red
confirmation
car.
Confirmation bias.
Is that what it's called? Confirmation bias. So now you're just looking out for these things.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's not a big deal. And it happens to a lot of people in relationships.
Yeah.
Is once they start, and then they just work themselves up into a thing. Now, I'm a big believer in your gut, but sometimes it can get to the point where it's like, hold on a second.
Mm.
This is, you're literally just looking out for things that confirm your theory.
Yeah. Oh, she touched his hand at the bar. Well, I got pushed into a bar by another bloke.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Fantastic from you there, Reverend.
Thanks, man.
Next up, another Felita.
Georgia.
Georgia said, hey, fellas, hope you are doing well. Me and this girl were poor. Is this a guy or a girl? This is a chick. It looks like a fella in the picture. No, this is a bloke, the way this is written.
George.
Sorry, this is a fella. A fella named George. Hey, fellas, hope you're doing well. Me and this girl were porking the other day and got walked in on by her mum. It was all very awkward and she left quick time. Ever since then, the mum has been even more chatty, even more flirty when it's just me and her in the room. This is all a relatively new thing. Shall I sack it off with the girl and bag a MILF? Yeah.
Yeah, defo.
If you're thinking about it, just do it.
Yep.
If the seed is planted,
I'm not even here for advice. I just
Just get me, bro. You obviously you're not that arsed about the chick,
bro. Right? They create videos, films about this scenario, dude.
This exact scenario. There's tutorials on how to execute this. Not great tutorials, but there are tutorials.
If you don't follow through with the plan that we've given you, which is
you've let us all down.
Yeah, fraudulent behavior.
Massively. So please do keep us updated on that particular one. Right, now we really do have a Felita back on the
Georgia.
Back in the DMs. Georgia again.
Well, no, because it wasn't, was it?
Oh, it was George on the last one, so this one's Georgia. Okay. Okay, so basically, I really want to be a footballer's wife. Oh. I have someone on Insta that plays for Chelsea my age. I've swiped up with heart eyes on one of his stories, and he replied with thanks, XX.
Right? You're basically in.
But how the hell do you keep a convo going after that? Thanks, love the pod, fellas. Right, we have got a wannabe wag. First of all, some career prospects from you, but fair play for the honesty. Seriously, she's got the vision. She wants the Range Rover. She wants the crushed velvet interior.
Yeah.
She wants to be at the football games clapping when her boyfriend gets subbed off. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it doesn't make the bench.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, look, fair play, complete honesty, wants to be a footballer's wife. Footballer has replied, by the way. So if a footballer replies, by the way, I know we mocked it a second ago, but let it be known that's what he's done there. Not to show his cards, because he just said thanks. So if you post a screenshot, everyone goes, what are you getting on about?
Yeah,
he's just said thanks.
There's nothing here.
That is, he's opened the door. He's left the door ajar for you to enter. Now, the next steps are vital. What are the next steps?
Step one, respond by asking who's better out of Messi and Ronaldo.
Yes.
And then if he says Ronaldo, sack him off because he's an idiot.
And get on to the next footballer.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually,
I'm sure there's plenty more at Chelsea, right? Just ask another one.
Maybe if he chooses Ronaldo and you now know he's intellectually inferior, you could argue that it's even easier to
manipulate the boy.
Oh, there's really a lot of options here. Look, if I were you, get in there, just chat about something. The thing is, don't reply with, if you reply to someone's stories with heart eyes, that shit, what is he supposed to reply with?
Yeah.
He's got nothing to reply with. Reply to a story with a question, with a comment about something, so that he can reply to it and you can start a conversation that way.
Get to know him, but not this, it's overtly prying, you know? Because he's not going to give away too much information, because footballers don't like getting, you know, what's the word? Stunted on. And all they getting in the girls' group chats of, oh my God, look what he's just said to me.
You gotta play
so he's
going
to keep it quite reserved anyway.
Private and cool.
Yeah. They are media trained.
Yes. Well, some of them.
But
some decide not to follow that training.
Some of them. Yeah, not Peterborough.
Next up, we've got a fella. His name is...
Peter. How did you beat me to that?
All right, Peter says, look, me and my ex were into some really kinky stuff, like
hiccups.
No, like hiccuping on each other.
Oh yeah.
This guy said doing a number two on each other.
Wow.
And not only that, but also sometimes number one on each other.
And that's less mess, isn't it?
Yeah. You could argue. Okay. On each other. But so far, with this new girl, everything has been really stale. How do I add these? How do I bring this up? This is mad, by the way.
No poo and no piss.
Yeah.
How do you...
I don't know.
Look,
mate, you may have been the first person ever to stump this podcast because I have never been in that situation before. I can only imagine maybe whack on, you know, say like, oh, let's watch a bit of The Hub tonight, and then just whack on,
I don't know,
a video of him doing a mad thing on the chest, and then just say, oh, that looks like fun, and just see if she goes, actually, I would really like that.
Yeah.
And you go, fucking yeah. And if she goes, oh, yeah. Oh,
get
my
it,
God.
Get it, love.
And then if she goes, oh, that's fucking disgusting, you dirty little pig.
Yeah.
You go, oh, yeah, I was only fucking joking anyways. That's foul. Anyways, on to the next video.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Could do that.
That's the only advice I could give to you, man.
Yeah, true.
Next up, we've got another Felita. Here we go. Oh, wow. This is
Sally.
Here we go. 45. Gonna stay with this guy tomorrow, who is the best mate of the guy I have been sleeping with. Oh no, oh no.
Oh, terrible.
No. I ended that a few days ago because I wasn't feeling it anymore and preferred his best mate. Do you think I have a chance with this new fella, or would that be weird? Let me tell you something, Sally. You're a scumbag.
Yeah, like, you awful woman.
You are a scumbag, but there's a part, I respect it.
Yeah.
You have to respect it. She is a hustler.
Yeah, very
and
much
the
so.
Real scumbag here is the best mate. Because the best mate here should be loyal to your best friend.
Yeah, for sure.
She, or Sally, you ultimately were a porkin,
yeah,
right?
She's
and you've
game,
cut
man.
It off. So the best mate should go, look, I have to respect my best mate and I'm not going to do it. So ultimately, Sally, you're a bit of a scumbag, but you're just playing the game.
Yeah.
And the game ultimately is the game. So, you know, at the end of the day, you absolutely have a chance. I will let you know that the guy you are going to pork, the best mate of the guy you were previously porking, is a scumbag. So you are porking a scumbag, or maybe two scumbags porking each other. You guys might have incredible sex. Who knows?
True.
Scumbag sex.
Yeah.
You both know that you're just doing a terrible
morally
thing. Corrupt.
Tragic. Yeah. But, you know, get down and dirty with it.
What I would say is when you do it, just make sure it's worth it.
Yeah,
you know, have
you've
make
cut
it you,
you've cut a lot of bridges, burnt yeah. what cut, yeah, burnt cut a lot of lot ties, of burnt a lot of bridges. You might not be able to get back from that position.
But it sounds like she doesn't care, anyways. Look, always, there's always plenty more fish in the sea. Yada yada.
True.
Thank you guys very much for watching this episode. What a fantastic Reeve! Thank you so much for
my
coming in and
pleasure,
stepping in.
Man.
Seriously, you always come through.
And I'm gonna be really excited to see what's made the cut.
Yeah, a lot of it will have done. Don't you worry, seriously. But yes, truthfully, thank you very much for coming. It's been an absolute pleasure, Reeve. And if you guys haven't already, check out Reeve, check out his channel. And Reeve, there's some rumors going around that you might have your own something on the horizon. But we won't talk too much. But yeah, make sure you follow Reeve. And he might give away some surprises on his Insta story. Go ahead and check it out. Until next time, guys, we'll see you in a bit.
Bye.
Toodles.